Hello everyone, welcome to Christian Professionals Network. My name is Chiriopola and I have the privilege of being convener of this platform where we raise, teach and train ethical, excellent Christian professionals who will rise, thrive and take over their respective industries and workplaces by practically applying Bible-based principles to achieve results. So this week's podcast, our podcasts come out every week. It was supposed to have come out yesterday, but we are one day late on this week's episode. However, I promise you it's still going to be a great one. And the title for today's episode is Wells Without Water. Wells Without Water. And I'm reading from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, the New Living Translation. It says, "For my people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me." That's the first ultimate crime you can commit against yourself as a Christian professional is to abandon God. And when I say abandon God, not like in pity, you have left God. No, it's at your own peril, as your own detriment, at your own expense, really. Because it's not like it hurts and costs you more when you abandon or draw yourself or pull away, that's the word, when you abandon or pull away from God. However, God also still considers it an evil thing because He loves us. He loves you deeply. And the truth is, God wants the best for you in every area of your life, including your career. Remember in the Bible, it says, "I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health and your soul also prosper." So basically, whatever it is that you do as the work of your hands, whether it's business, whether it's career, God wants it to prosper. He wishes it above all things. He wants you to be in health. He wants you to be healthy, strong, and well, to always show up and be your best and do your best in your work, in your professional life, in developing yourself, in building relationships, in every area of your work and life. And he also says your soul prospers. So toxicity is not really his greatest plan, or even his plan for you, or his ideal plan, let me put it that way, for you in the workplace. Because if you're in a toxic system, your soul cannot prosper. It's just like saying that you put a seed in an acidic ground and you want it to grow instead of putting in fertile soil. So he also wants our mind, our mental health, your emotional health, your social health, everything really wants it to prosper. So when God considers it as a crime that you have done something evil, to basically abandon him, it's more at your own detriment and peril. So he said, "They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water." As a Christian professional, you must always understand, I keep saying it all the time, our ultimate employer and appraiser is God. The workplace, the organization that you are currently in is just the channel through which he chooses to bless you. And he chooses to basically have you do your work at this point in time. Because you know that a number of times, some of us have moved across various organizations over time before now. So it does not change the fact that it is still God that blesses. And especially, I keep emphasizing, as a Christian professional. And he says that he's the fountain of living water. So basically, he will always be your source. That thing that you're looking for, that thing that you're hustling for. I say that hustle doesn't please God. Faith does. Idolatry or idleness doesn't please him. Seeking him first does. And what do I mean by idolatry and idleness? So idolatry is when you are basically now worshipping the job instead of the God that gave you the job. The job is just a means of worship to bring God glory. It's not the item of worship. God is the only one that as Christians we should worship. And then idleness is the extreme, when you become lazy, lethargic, shoddy, shabby work, subpar. Basically, when you just become very laid back, lazy, and at times even just unwilling to get anything done. That also does not please God. Putting him first, having him at the center, and then giving your best to your work is the ideal expectation. Remember John 9:4, when Jesus said that my food is to do the will of him that sent me. So basically what will pay me, what will put food on my table, will be to do the will of the God that sent me. To do this day job has to be the will of him that sent me. So it will pay me the way I ought to be paid.
because your ultimate employer and appraiser is God. The organization in which you are currently working is the source through which, or is the channel through which the source chooses to bless you right now. So you see why I'm breaking this context for you to see that abandoning God in quotes or pulling yourself away from God is totally, absolutely at your own peril and detriment. Says you have abandoned him, the fountain of living water. Basically, you have intentionally or surreptitiously or even subconsciously, as a result of either idleness, the extreme of laziness and basically being laid back, or idolatry, now worshipping the job that was given to you by the God. These two things can actually lead to abandoning God. I hope I have set the context in terms of what I mean. Basically, not putting him first and at the center and at the forefront of your actions. Not letting him, the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, guide and inspire how you walk, where you walk, and the way you work. When you now start doing things based solely on your own thoughts, opinions, and decisions. Proverbs 3:6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, including your career ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Oh, so that's actually Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, they have abandoned me. Back to the scripture we're reading, Jeremiah 2:13. They've abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns. Another translation says, wells that cannot hold water. When you leave your source to go and dig your own well, you decide to go into hustle mode, you want to play politics, by the way of the secular world, in quotes. You know what I mean? By the way of the world. You basically start throwing caution, moral, ethics, and most importantly, your Christian identity to the wind, and you choose to abandon God's way when he is the fountain of life, the water you are looking for, the well you are digging. You abandon fountain of life to go and dig well that has no water. How does that make sense? But guess what? That's what at times a lot of Christian professionals do. God guides you and tells you, okay, don't leave this job. Stay here. I will bless you here. It looks hard right now, but I'm building in you skills that you will need in the next 3-4 years. You might not see it now, but just stay. But no. At your own peril, you abandon God, the fountain of life. And the place just looks like, maybe the ground looks like, you are seeing dew, you are seeing moisture, and you think that there's going to be water. You start digging and you realize that you're not getting anything. It's futile effort. Are you in a position where you feel like you have been digging wells without water this year? If you feel like you have been in that position, then there's one thing you need to do. Go back to your source, the fountain of living water. Go back to your source and be intentional and deliberate and like, God, I don't want to dig any wells. I don't want to work in a place that they underpay me. So wells without water can mean different things and in different situations for different people. I don't want in a place where I'll be underpaid. I don't want to work in a place where I'll be overutilized and not paid well enough. I don't want a Jacob Laban situation. I don't want to work in a place where I'm selling my soul. Even if the money is good, I know that what I'm doing is not good. The money might be good, but what I'm doing is not good. I don't want to dig wells without water. I don't want to abandon the fountain of living water. It's not just water, it's living water. It refreshes you. It gives you life. The one that God gives is sweet. My pastor always say it's a native name, that what God gives is different. The one God gives, blessings of the Lord, makes rich and adds no sorrow. It does not say adds no challenges. So challenges are because at times we misread or misinterpret the scripture. Now say because say adds no sorrow, that means I will not, everything is just going to always be smooth sailing. No, there can be victories if there were no battles in the first place. Jesus said it in life, you have challenges, anything. Even if you get the best job ever, you feel like you're on the best pathway, like I'm sure I am right in God's will. Fantastic, sweet. It comes with the peace. It comes with the joy. Happiness and joy are two different things. So happiness is as a result of an event, that something that happened. Or joy is a state of knowing that God's got you, and regardless, in spite of, nevertheless, whatever the situation, I am at peace and I will stay grateful. And all those things come when you know that you're on God's best pathway for your life. But it does not take away challenges. What it does not add is sorrow. No, a job, your heart is soaked in toxicity, envy, dissatisfaction, displeasure. Like, oh, your heart is sad. You are feeling unfulfilled. You wake up on a Monday morning or any workday and you literally are afraid of what the day holds. That is sadness. And it says that the one God gives, the blessing that God gives, it makes rich and does not add that kind of sorrow. So if you feel like your year has been anything like what I have described in terms of sorrow, sadness, or toxicity, it is time for you to find your way back to your fountain of living water. His water, it doesn't just have water, it has living water that refreshes every part of your life. When there are challenges, he gives you ideas, he shows you your allies, he shows you your troops, he shows you your way out. It does not mean that you don't have challenges. There is no perfect system. There is no perfect workplace. There's no perfect boss. There's no perfect organization. But you are in a much, you are in the best. You're in the best option, not much better. Saying much better might sound like there's a better option. No, you're in the best possible option when you are, one, connected to the fountain of living water. He will ensure that you don't dig wells where there is no water. So it will ensure that your work is not futile. You know, some of you might look back this entire year and just feel like you have wasted your life. Like you can't show anything for the work you have done. Have you ever been in that situation? Oh, trust me, I feel like I have experienced that in the past. Like I've worked so hard and I'll look back like, what do everyone have to show for the work I've done this year? Nothing. Notice, I'm just giving an example. That's no longer my story, gratefully and with all sense of humility and gratitude to God. But there were times in the past I would look like, I felt like I had nothing to show, either as a result of bad decisions from abandoning God or from attempting to hustle on my own, to dig my own wells, and then ending up in places where there was no water back then in the past. So if your year has been anything like a whole 6-foot well that you have been digging without any water results to show, your first bet is to find your way to plug back into the fountain. You know, fountain does not run dry. I hope somebody gets this. You know, fountain does not run dry. And then it's now living water, fresh, revives, refreshes, restores, provides, fills, satisfies, compensates, rewards, pays. Find your way back to the fountain of living water. Start now. Don't wait till January. Say, let's kukuma with what is left of this year. And then start in 2024. No, start now. He says that my people have committed to evil things. When they have abandoned me, if you can't dig wells where there is no water, if you don't start by abandoning God. If you stay connected to fountain of living water, you have absolutely no business digging wells without water. So if for any reason you fall into a category where you feel like this year has been like a huge well without water, please find your way and connect back to the fountain of living water so he can first restore your soul, refresh you, and then provide for you. I pray that God will keep leading, guiding, and helping us and give us the wisdom to ensure that we make the right professional decisions, both for the rest of this year and the next year and even subsequent years, so we will not dig wells without water, because it must be a very frustrating situation. Imagine having to work so hard and having absolutely nothing to show for it. No growth, no promotion. You probably even feel poorer. You probably even feel less qualified. You have not developed yourself. You've not learned anything. You are basically just like a hamster in the wheel. You're just, what's the word? Running and going nowhere. It's a time to connect to the fountain of living water. Let him first restore you and then refresh you and then compensate you. I pray this blesses someone. Have a splendid rest of the week and we trust God for a fruitful rest of the year next year. And no more, make up your mind, no more wells without water. If you feel that you're in a situation as the well without water and God tells you to move, just cut off. Stop slaving or hustling. I'm not saying you should not work hard though. Please, don't take this out of context. If you have listened to this podcast or platform long enough, you will know that we put excellence and diligence at the forefront. It's the criteria through which you even enjoy the blessings that God has already released and given you. Favor and labor go hand in hand. So, like I said, idleness, idolatry. avoid. However, please make sure that you're not digging wells without water. God bless you. Have a splendid rest of the week. Bye.